Right now, we have Kathy Rice on the line to talk about the TMC Mega Raffle. She is the executive director, and hello, Kathy.
Hello. It's so good to be talking to you again, Guy.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time of the year. I want you to tell folks what the TMC Mega Raffle is all about.
I would love to. Actually, the Mega Raffle is such a unique project where winners are going to have a chance to win over 3,400 prizes. The odds of winning a prize are 1 in 20. And the net dollars from the Mega Raffle will go back to TMC Health in the area of patient care programs, literally impacting every single area of the hospital.
And of course, TMC stands for Tucson Medical Center. Tell us a little bit about the medical center, how you got involved with them.
Well, they first approached me. This project had actually been going on in the Phoenix market. And the folks at TMC contacted me and asked if we would be able to do the same type of project for TMC Health, which actually has worked out to be such an incredible win. And I think, Guy, it's largely due to the people in Southern Arizona have such a love for TMC Health, and it's just become a win-win-win. This is our 14th year doing this together, and something that maybe your listeners are not aware of, to date, we have been able to raise for TMC Health over $20 million net.
That's impressive.
Impressive.
Who's eligible to participate and enter into the TMC Mega Raffle?
Well, it's pretty much open to everybody as long as you are 21 years of age. You have to be present in the state of Arizona when you buy your ticket. You don't have to be a resident, so our winter visitors absolutely can be involved in the project. So just present when you buy your ticket and 21 years of age, and that's pretty much it.
What prizes are going to be given away, and what are the odds of winning a prize?
Absolutely. For this particular raffle, we've got grand prize number one, $750,000. Grand prize number two is $150,000. Those two incredible early bird prizes, which get everybody talking, is the Lexus 350 plus $30,000 in cash, which gives that particular prize package a value at over $80,000, Guy. And then we've got early bird prize number two, the 11-day Viking River Cruise inside of Alaska's Inside Passage, plus $30,000. There's eight vehicles. They all come with cash. Eight other trips to destinations all over the world. So I can hardly wait to find out who the big winners are this year.
How much does it cost to buy a ticket for this? Is that what you buy, a ticket? Is it something you actually hold in your hand or what?
Well, you don't have to hold it in your hand. Once you go to tmcmegaraffle.org, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a ticket. Single tickets are $100. And then we always have a deal, Guy, if you remember, three tickets for $250. But the other piece that I want to remind folks is when you buy that single ticket, you have to check out that 50-50 jackpot, which you then can add on one of those. And I have to remind folks, last year's 50-50 jackpot winner split the pot of over $1.1 million, and they happened to have been a Green Valley resident.
Oh, well, that was a nice little windfall, wasn't it?
It was. Green Valley participants have been incredibly lucky over the years. Big cash winners. I've had quite a few car winners. So your listeners are paying attention, Guy. And I thank you partly for that, for making that happen for me.
Well, you're quite welcome. Are participants eligible for the grand prizes? I think you just
Absolutely.
Kind of covered that.
Yep. Now, once you buy a ticket, as soon as you buy that ticket, you're eligible for all of the prizes, 3,400 prizes in all. But again, I got to remind your listeners, we have sold out early the last 4, 5, 6 years now, and so many people, they wait too long. We tend to sometimes be procrastinators, And this is a project where you don't want to do that, because once the tickets are gone, they're gone.
So it's not an open-end thing. It's
No, not at all.
Can you tell us how many people are actually allowed in?
Well, we're going to sell, in this particular raffle, 67,000 tickets. Like I said, in the last X amount of years, they keep selling out earlier and earlier. So okay. People want to jump in and get their ticket early.
So here we are. This is February 4th. When you say they sell out early, what early might be what date?
I never know. Depends on how excited everybody gets, but I would say we have sold out as quickly as 14 days. Realistically, I think we'll be in the 20-something day range, but when you go to tmcmegaraffle.org and you check out all the prizes, you'll see where all the deadlines are. But the bigger point is set number of tickets. When they're gone, they're gone.
Okay, and how are the winners notified?
Well, the big winners are going to get a call from me. So the next time some of your listeners might be hearing my voice, I might just be calling them to tell them they were a big winner. But every single person that wins a prize will get an official prize letter from the accounting firm. So there's nobody else that will call anybody. It's just me for the top winners, and all winners get notified in writing by the accounting firm.
Do you happen to recall, you mentioned a big winner in Green Valley last year.
Yes.
Do you remember what their reaction was?
Well, I get all kinds of reactions, Guy. I have people screaming. I have people crying. I have people that hang up on me and then call me back to make sure I'm real. I remember exactly. I can tell you it's a very emotional day for me. Because they love the fact that they're winning. They're very excited. They never really believe it. I'd say the most common phrase that I hear, Guy, is people would say, I've been entering for years, Kathy. I never thought I would win. And all of a sudden, it was their year to win. And last year's jackpot winner, they won big.
Now, you mentioned that some people call you back to make sure you're real.
Yes.
And a lot of people are very skeptical these days.
Of course. So yes, they should be.
What can you tell them as far as the percentage of the money that is spent on raffle tickets goes to TMC as opposed to administrative costs?
Well, nothing goes to administrative costs. You mean on the managing the raffle?
Right.
I would basically say you could look at a third, a third, a third. A third goes to the prize package. But with every single year, the efficiencies of how we manage the mega raffle gets tighter and tighter so that more dollars go to the hospital. And in this particular case, like I said, to date, we're over $20 million. So there isn't any other thing it's not philanthropy. And that's another thing that people have to understand. It's every single ticket, you're really truly with a chance of making a difference at the hospital.
Okay, so one third goes to the hospital, one third goes to the winners, and one third goes to administrative.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, the media buy that we basically do, that you can certainly attest to. We want to be able to get the story out so that people really do know that the mega raffle is happening, and the amount of cars that we purchase, the amount of prizes in general that we can buy locally. So you've got an economic impact as well.
Any other favorite winner stories you'd like to share?
You know what? I have one that I absolutely love, and it was a couple years ago. But it was a local mailman, and he was, you know, his job is delivering all these brochures every single year. He gets loaded up with the brochures. He had always, you know, seen this amazing thing. So he decided a couple years ago to take a chance and buy a ticket, and he won a car.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so surreal, and he was so fantastic to talk to. He was getting all choked up. I was crying. And he said, I always took so much care, Kathy, to make sure those brochures got delivered, you know, on time. And you can imagine, when we've got hundreds of thousands of brochures going out, that's quite a lot for our mail carriers.
Yeah.
But he won big.
That is a wonderful story. Now, tell us once again how the TMC Mega Raffle is making an impact.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for people to understand is when you take a chance, and yes, you are entering to win, but knowing that with the purchase of a single ticket, you really truly are making a difference. The amount of patient care programs, the amount of new equipment, the fact that TMC Health has been able to spread throughout Southern Arizona, which is now allowing more and more people to be cared for closer to where they live and work. So it really, you'll hear me say the phrase over the years, Guy, the TMC Mega Raffle, it's a win, win, win. And I truly, truly believe it. And obviously when I talk with a lot of your listeners, they reinforce that fact. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting and we're so happy to be back. And like I said at the beginning, I just can hardly wait to find out who the big winners are.
Well, this is an interesting way of getting money for TMC. I'm wondering how many other hospitals do this kind of thing across the United States?
Well, actually, the number is quite small. We are the largest of its kind in the country, and that was largely due to a law being passed by a previous governor that allowed this project to exist. But in other parts of the country, they try to do what we do, but nobody does it in the speed that we do it, and nobody does it as big as we do it. So it's something we can feel very, very proud of that happens right here in Southern Arizona.
As the song goes, nobody does it better.
There you go. I like that. Are you going to sing that for me?
Well, I might play it for you a little bit here. Hey, as we wind down here, how about the key yes. deadline dates to remember sure. and where to go to enter?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I want people to go to tmcmegaraffle.org. And the phone number, if they prefer talking to a live person, the call center is standing by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-800-395-8805. The next big cutoff date for people to pay attention to would be midnight Thursday, February 26th. And if you get in before that deadline or before tickets sell out.
And one more time, give us the website where people can dig into this.
Absolutely. TMCMegaRaffle.org. It features, Guy, all of the prizes. It features different stories from the hospital where the dollars have made a difference. So I think that there's a lot in there that you can take a look at. Matter of fact, we also list a lot of the recordings that you guys have done with me.
Oh, good.
So we have all those interviews available if people really want to hear more about what's happening with the TMC Mega Raffle.
Kathy Rice, Executive Director of the TMC Mega Raffle, thank you so much for taking your time. And by the way, that song that we mentioned is by Carly Simon. And I'm going to play.
I do remember that.
Well.
And one more thing, Guy,
sure.
if I could just add, I wish everybody good luck this year. And more importantly, thank you for being part of the TMC Mega Raffle.
And thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Guy. Have a great day.
You too.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you.
always thought that was one of the better Bond themes. Carly Simon and Nobody Does It Better.